Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you with our special guest, Corny Cole. And we are talking about the case of Jarvis J. Masters, who is on death row in California and has been on death row for how many years now, Corny?
Wow, 32 years.
My
32
gosh.
Years. So I know, it's stunning. He, as you mentioned, he went into prison when he was 19 years old for multiple armed robberies. But he's been on death row for a total of 32 years, which is astonishing.
He was brought up in a so-so environment, correct?
Oh Lord. I would not call it so-so.
It was that bad, you know, huh?
Yeah, it was a horrific upbringing. He, you know, the Children's Defense Fund coined a phrase called the cradle to prison pipeline, and it's a scenario in which, you know, young boys and girls of color are put on this pipeline and given no opportunity for love and are sent into the state system. So much abuse, so much drugs, and it's almost like a foregone conclusion that a lot of these kids, you know, at very young ages will be in prison one day based on their upbringing. Jarvis was raised in Southern California, not 20 miles from where I was raised, in Long Beach, and his mother was addicted to meth. His father was extremely abusive. He had a bunch of siblings, and, you know, Jarvis really took care of them. He tells me one story which just kind of just chills the bejesus out of me, and it's that, you know, when he was like 4 years old, he would go to the house behind the house that he grew up in. And by the way, there was no electricity in the house he grew up in, but there was a lady in the house behind him that would put food out on the doorstep for the children so that they would have food to eat, because his parents would forget to feed them.
My God.
Forget to feed them. And she would put a carton of milk out there for the kids, you know, his father was incredibly abusive, sent his mother to the hospital on death's door almost, beating her so severely as she was trying to protect her children, Jarvis being one of them. And eventually Jarvis and all of his siblings were sent to foster care. And he went through that system. He had one absolutely better than so-so, I would say, experience with his first foster parents. They were Mamie and Dennis Proctor were their names, and they were an older couple, and they loved Jarvis deeply as though he were his own. He were their own, and they took care of him, and they showed he had He had his own bedroom. They showed him what love was. They took him to church. It gave him a sense of value and a sense of being. But a couple years into that, Mamie was extremely ill. She had cancer, and she was dying. And so Mamie and Dennis had to let Jarvis go when he was around 9 or 10, at which point he was sent back into foster care system. And he went from the stories that he writes about in That Bird Has My Wings are utterly horrific, the way that he was treated in and out of foster care families and boys' homes and whatnot. It's stunning to me that he's the man he is today after having walked through that path. And it really is, it's eye-opening, to say the least.
So he's behind the eight ball, and then all of a sudden gets involved in a robbery where he jumps on top of the cashier table with a shotgun, like a movie.
Yeah.
And he gets arrested, and he goes to jail, and he starts paying his price in San Quentin. But then what happens? There's a prison guard there that the guards that the inmates apparently didn't like, so they decided to kill him. What happened?
So basically, there was a guard that was murdered on the campus of San Quentin. Three individuals were accused of the conspiracy to commit murder. One of the men was the man who was convicted of masterminding the conspiracy, so he ordered it and ordered his underlings to kill this particular guard, and he was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. There was another guy who was accused of actually stabbing the guard, committing the murder, and he was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. And Jarvis was accused of manufacturing the tip of the spear, or shiv as they call it in prison, and he, even though he was on a different tier, he was on a different level, he was locked in his cell when the murder occurred, he says that he never ever made that weapon, but he was implicated in the crime, and for whatever reason, he was given the death penalty. And that, to me, was absolutely mind-blowing, that he did not commit the murder. He was never accused of committing the murder. The guy who committed the murder and admitted to committing the murder got life, and Jarvis got death.
And apparently, they never found the weapon?
Yes, they never found the weapon.
How could a weapon like that get lost in a prison?
You tell me, George. It's mind-boggling that they couldn't find it or didn't find it.
Because
and Jarvis is very much of the mind, and as all of us who believe in him, you know, had they found that weapon, had they found that tip of the spear, they could have gone to all of the different, you know, cells, and they could have looked at the ground, because the way that these shivs are made is they're like the post of a bed will be cut off, and then they shave it into the cement ground until it becomes a sharp tip.
Or it would have had prints on it.
Or it would have had prints on it. It would have had... there would have been ligature marks on the ground. There was just absolute... It's amazing. Had they found it, Jarvis would have been cleared because he had nothing to do with it and he didn't manufacture that. And you know, that's a sad part of this whole case, the missing evidence.
Does he admit, Corny, that he was some part of this situation?
Not whatsoever.
None.
He was none, not whatsoever. And in fact, all of the individuals that were involved in it have all said that he had absolutely nothing to do with it.
Well, who nailed the guy then? Who framed him?
There were witnesses that were also, you know, I don't know if you talked on the show much about prison snitches, but they are notoriously unreliable. And so basically a prison snitch is somebody who, you know, gives up the goods on people in order to get leniency. There are circumstances where prisoners will snitch on somebody, and in exchange, you know, they'll get all of the Big Macs that they want for the next year. That's one of the leniencies.
Whether it's true or not, right?
Exactly, exactly. And so there were three, you know, and I'm no legal expert, but there were three that witnesses against him, right? But subsequent to that, in the last several years, they have come out and they have stated publicly that Jarvis had nothing to do with it. So any of the evidence that was found back in the day, back when, or even was suggested, it's no longer a reality.
Now, I believe he's going to get a new federal court case in this October of this year.
Yes, it's going to be October 27th. He's got a whole new legal team with Kirkland & Ellis. They are a global firm that took on this case based on the fact, you know, I mean, it's a huge firm, one of the biggest global firms. And they took on this case because they saw the validity of the fact that he is an innocent man. They're not, and they see a path for him, and so they are arguing his innocence before the federal judges in October.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
If they're successful, I assume they will just simply release him because he would have been paroled by now for the armed robbery charge.
It's a long story. Unfortunately, it's not just you get to walk free. You know, the judge could decide on the bench in October, but what he might decide is, okay, I believe what has been brought to me. I want to therefore send it back to the states to decide, in which case the state may retry the case. In all likelihood, I can't imagine that they would because there's literally no evidence. I don't know how they could retry a case that is now 32 years old.
Right. Gone, probably.
There are still witnesses, the ones that implicated him, but they have come out since and said, you know, in signed affidavits that he had nothing to do with it.
They lied.
Absolutely. And, you know, kind of the strange and sad irony of that lying is the fact that, you know, there was an evidentiary hearing in 2011 for Jarvis. And the judge at the time acknowledged that false testimony was likely presented in Jarvis's original case. So they acknowledged that, and yet the judge dismissed the witnesses' recantations, arguing that they lacked credibility. So in other words, These witnesses were deemed credible enough for the court to sentence an American citizen to death in 1990, but they were not credible enough to exonerate him after they changed their testimony.
Did you always believe that he was innocent?
You know, I mentioned that I grew up in Orange County, not far from where Jarvis did, and I grew up in a very Republican enclave in Southern California, and I come from a long line of people who believed in the death penalty. My father is one of them. He's a very conservative man, and he believes that the death penalty is a necessary sin for this world. However, he does not believe that an innocent man should be put to death. And, you know, for me, I did believe in the death penalty, and I believed in the death penalty when I knew Jarvis. But the more I got to know him and the more I read about his case, the more it just kind of chipped away at what my foundational understanding of the death penalty was. Like, I thought it was a necessary evil to get rid of the dregs of America, right? That's what I thought. But little by little, the more I read about it, it really is ultimately unfair. It's arbitrary. I mean, it's an arbitrary thing. If you look at two men who actually did do the murder, they got life. And yet, arbitrarily, the guy who didn't gets death.
Well, and I've never heard of that before.
It's outrageous, and it's mind blowing, and that was the first big chink in my personal belief in the death penalty. I'm like, how can that be? So you're telling me that we could conceivably be, you know, executing an innocent American citizen is just mind baffling. And so I started reading and reading and I read book upon book upon book about the death penalty and how unfair it is and how incredibly racist the system is. The percentage of men of color and women of color, for that matter, on death row is significantly higher than that of white people. And so it is a unfair system. So if you were to ask me, do I believe in the death penalty? I would fundamentally say no. I would find it acceptable if there was an unequivocal, that the murder happened.
Right.
I'm not an advocate.
And DNA evidence.
DNA evidence, everything. So, but I cannot in good conscience, you know, believe in the death penalty when there is possibly a single solitary man on death row. You know, if you think about it, the National Institute, there's a study out that says that 4% of people on death row are innocent. And that's from the National Academy of Sciences. So if you think about that, there's over 700 men on death row in San Quentin alone. That means they're not just Jarvis is innocent. There are 28 innocent men in San Quentin today.
Who could get killed.
Who could get
killed. And they're innocent.
And to me, that should outrage every single solitary citizen. This shouldn't be a political thing. This is America. And, you know, George, the thing also that just fires me up to no end is the fact that the United States is like the last bastion that condones killing our citizens. There's no Western country that does that other than us. Below our border in Mexico, no. Canada, no. It is not a practice that is condoned in other first world countries. And so why us? We are a compassionate people, if nothing else. And so, you know, that has just really lit my fire. And, you know, knowing Jarvis and loving Jarvis the way I do, I am here for him forever. And I'm working with his team to get him out of there, because he has so much to offer the world, and he has offered so much from behind bars. So how much more can he offer when he's a free man?
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.